This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. The Los Angeles Police Department launched a major operation today. It targets gang members accused of murder, drug trafficking, carjacking, and much more. The operation is focusing on the Avenue Street Gang, and that's a gang we reported on yesterday. Today, in part two of our series, KQED's Rob Schmitz looks at how some residents affected by gang violence, how they're trying to take back their neighborhoods.
6 years ago, newlyweds David and Teresa Galavis moved into a cute little apartment on the bottom of a hill in one of the oldest buildings in Los Angeles. It was in Lincoln Heights, an East L.A. neighborhood that dates back to the days when L.A. was part of the Wild West. The problem, says David, was that parts of the neighborhood hadn't changed much from that time.
Up on the hill here, that for about a 5-6 month period, where it was like every weekend there was something going on there. It was gunshots, a car screeching and taking off. There was also a short time after that, there was literally a shootout.
Yeah.
Like a cowboy movie type shootout, where you can tell there were different types of guns shooting at each other.
At least three gangs patrol Lincoln Heights. Their territorial graffiti competes for space on buildings throughout the neighborhood. 38-year-old David says when he and Teresa moved here, he was struck by how most residents either ignored the gangs or were openly part of them. Like the time, he says, he saw a gang member pushing his baby in a stroller. The guy stopped to write his gang's insignia on a wall.
He literally stopped, put the brakes on, and he started writing on the wall. And it was like at noon, you know, on a Monday or a Tuesday. And that bothered me like all day.
It bothered Galavis so much that he started attending neighborhood council meetings. He discovered that the council members weren't really talking that much about the gang activity in the neighborhood. Instead, they spent hours squabbling over minor issues like who forgot to pay for the neighborhood Christmas tree. That bothered him too. Within a year, Galavis was president of the neighborhood council.
Good, how are you?
How you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
On a recent evening, Galavis arrives at Dino's Burgers, a local eatery owned by George Pantazes, who slaps him on the back and then rushes back to the kitchen to help customers.
We have a chili dog with cheese.
Yes.
Cheese, no onions. Peppers are all right?
Yeah.
Galavis is here to meet with members of the council to go over future agenda items. He's helped this council focus its efforts on crime. As a result, more residents show up for meetings, and local police officers who attend now take copious notes on residents' concerns. Restaurant owner Pantazes says residents are now taking ownership of their neighborhood.
You know, you have to take interest in the community, and you cannot have the defeatist attitude that it can't be done. And I see that a lot of time when we're coming to things. Oh, it can't be done. Well, if it can't be done, then why are we here talking about it then?
An increased police presence combined with inter-gang fighting has quieted things down, according to David Galavis. He says the biggest troublemakers were either arrested or they've killed each other. David says he and Teresa knew things were taking a turn for the better when they noticed more neighborhood car washes up the hill. Car washes are a popular way to pay for the funerals of fallen gang members.
We'd see that quite a bit. At least four times in the last 3 years or so, we've seen folks having car washes for someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad to hear that. I mean, it really is. But then, you know, but then it's like, okay, it's peaceful.
Sorry to be on your location.
3105 Fairmont.
LAPD officer Tony Romo has patrolled Lincoln Heights for years. He says he's never had so many calls from citizens.
I don't know how many times I've been out here where someone will pull me aside and say, hey, you know, I saw this the other night, or I saw that, or this person you're looking for, this is where he hangs out. You know, you start getting that kind of feedback from the community, you can solve so much crime.
Romo says what worked for Lincoln Heights could work for other gang-infested neighborhoods, but he says sometimes it takes a combination of the right people and the right conditions to make a change. Take the gang-infested Drew Street neighborhood just a few miles away. Residents there have formed a neighborhood watch group, but they meet in secret at the police station, and their identities are hidden to protect them from the gang. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.